Praise God. I appreciate the Lord, don't you? Amen. Turn to the book of Revelation with me, if you would. I'm going to read a verse there. Amen. And then with the Lord helping us, we're going to look at a few other verses as well tonight. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3, verse 15. Revelation chapter 3, and verse 15. I'm going to jump ahead of myself there. I guess you know where the next chapter will be, right? Amen. Revelation chapter 3, and verse 15. Okay? Amen. It says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Amen. I will spew thee out of my mouth. I would that you were hot, right? Hot. Think about that. That word hot right there. Do you know if you look that up, it means boiled? Boiling? That is hot. Boiling. What temperature does water boil at? Somebody tell me. 212 is where water boils. 212 degrees. I want to talk to you tonight on, okay? Amen. On 212 Christians. Being 212 Christians. And boiling. Boiling. Amen. Michael Hyatt, has a blog that I read on a regular basis, almost daily. I really enjoy reading his blogs. But he wrote something one day in his blog, just basically a little sentence. And he wrote simply this: at 211 degrees, water is hot. At 212 degrees, it boils. That's all he wrote down. But Michael Hyatt, he's a kind of a motivator, a type of guy that has a lot of leadership qualities. And he just put that little blurb out there, and then he built on it later on in his blog. But that little sentence, at 211 degrees, water is hot. But at 212 degrees, it boils. It's the difference of 1 degree. The difference of 1 degree. That makes the water boil or just be hot. Right? Now, I know you can say, well, at 211 degrees, that water will burn you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it will. But you know what? At 212, it boils. There's something about it. If you do a little, research if you want to, but when water begins to boil, there's a change that takes place. It's a change that takes place. Suddenly, there's a transformation. When water begins to boil, it becomes steam. Steam can power a locomotive. One extra degree makes all the difference. That one extra degree in an effort can change one from good to great. 1 degree. Did you know the average margin of victory at the Indianapolis 500? Is like 1.54 seconds. Just a little over 1 second is the margin between becoming second place and first place. Between just being a finisher and being the winner. Right? If you want to know, it's a difference of about $900,000 in winnings. 1.5 seconds. If you want to do the math sometime, I might do it for you a little later on. Well, actually, it's about $600,000 a second. Okay? $600,000, that's quite a bit of money. Did you know in the 2004 men's 800-meter race, the margin of victory was 0.71 seconds? 0.71 seconds. that's close enough that probably when you were looking at it with the human eye, you would have said, I think they tied. I think it was a tie. It was that close. But one was the victor and one was just finisher. What do you want to be? What do you want to be? Amen. You know what? You can be a 211 Christian or you can be a 212 Christian. It's that close. It's that close. What kind of a Christian do you want to be? Revelation chapter 3, verse 15. I would that you were hot. I would that you were hot. What? Boiling. Not just 211. I want you to be 212. I want you to be at 212. Not just 211. I want you to be at 212. Man, I think it's great, you know, for people to feel like they're a devoted and important Christian. That, you know, serving God, I'm a child of God. That's great. But are you hot? Are you 211 or are you 212? Because at 211, you can feel like you're doing pretty good. At 211, you may be accomplishing some things. At 211, you may be feeling God and you may be enjoying the wonderful things of God. But at 212, something happens. And just like water, when it reaches that temperature of 212 degrees, there's a transformation that begins to take place. Amen. It don't happen at 211. It happens at 212. You say, what's 1 degree? What's 1 little degree? 1 little degree. Amen. It's the difference between being hot and being boiling. Amen. I would rather that you were cold or hot than lukewarm. Amen. I think the Lord's looking for some Christians that's on fire. Christians that's on fire for God and for the things of God. Amen. The Bible uses the idea of fire so many times in the scripture. Luke chapter 3 and verse 16. Amen. 3 and 16. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. Amen. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know what it takes? It takes a passion. How many of you have ever heard a watched pot never boils? You ever heard that? How many of you think that's true? I believe it's true. I don't know, because I've sat there and I've watched and I've watched and I've watched. I don't know if it's scientifically true, but it seems true in my mind that the longer I sit there and watch it, it never boils. And the moment I turn my back, it starts boiling. You sit there and you say, I'm going to watch, I'm going to see the very first bubble. I'm gonna be here, and you watch and you watch and you watch, and you turn to look at something. And when you look back, it's right. And sometimes, you know what? We are right there at the edge. We are right there at the edge. We feel like we're accomplishing something for God, and we're doing something good for God, and we're serving God. But I believe what the Lord is looking for is not a 211 church. But he's looking for a 212 church. Amen. Not just a church that has a move of God, but a church that has a outpouring of the Holy Ghost and a revival spirit and the power of God moving in a mighty way. Amen. I believe that God is looking for a 212 church. Amen. I want to be a 212 Christian. I want to be a Christian that's on fire for God. I want the fire of God burning in my heart. I want to have that in my life. How many of you would like to be a 212 rather than just a 211 Christian? Would you like to have the fire of the Holy Ghost? Would you like to experience the change, amen, that comes in your heart and in your spirit? Amen. When you're full of the Holy Ghost and full of the power of God, you know the difference. You've been boiling before, but somehow you've slipped back and you've cooled off. Amen. Why not have God give an outpouring of His Spirit on your life again? Amen. To become a 212 Christian. 212 Christian. Hallelujah. Amen. It's 1 degree difference, Brother David. What makes the difference? What is going to make the difference, Brother David? I pray. What's going to make the difference? I pray, I seek the Lord, I try to live good, I try to live a holy life. Man, what's going to make the difference? What's going to make the difference, Brother David? I come and I worship. I worship God. When I get here, I like to worship. What's going to make the difference in a 211 and a 212 Christian? Brother David, when I come to the house of the Lord, I feel like my heart's here and I'm into it. But Brother David, what's it going to take for me to move from a 211 Christian to a 212 Christian? Amen. Do you know what I believe it is? Does anybody want to take a guess? Passion. Passion. Amen. Because you want something so bad and you desire it so much. Amen. That you will do anything that it takes. Amen. To have it in your heart. Amen. That you love it more than anything. That when you feel the presence of God, it stirs you more than anything. Amen. You're like Joshua that got in the presence of God. Moses and Joshua went into the tabernacle. They were there. God's presence came down. The glory of God came down. God talked to Moses. Moses left. But the Bible said Joshua, a young man, he tarried in the presence of the Lord. Why was that? Because he developed a passion for the presence of God. Amen. He's realized, I love this. This is what I want. This is what I want to experience. Amen. Oh, God, put a passion in our heart to move us from 211 to 212. I don't want to just be hot, Lord. God, I want to be one that's boiling. I want to experience a transformation and a change in my life. Amen. We sing that song, Lord. You don't have to leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Man, you don't have to. Man, I believe you can leave here changed, moving from 211 to 212. 200, you know what? That's not very far. I mean, just 1 degree. 1 degree? You say that shouldn't make that much difference. It does. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. Do you know, man, that... For water to boil at 212, if it's contaminated, or if it's impure, if it's full of things that pollute it, it can increase the temperature, the boiling temperature. Makes it harder for it to boil if it's contaminated water. And sometimes, can I tell you this? It's harder for you to reach that boiling point when we're not pure in our heart. So first thing, you know what? If you want to be a 212 Christian, you need to purify your heart and your life. If you think that you can get, if you want to get to the boiling point, you need to start living holy. Start living pure. Amen. You need to clean your mind out. You need to clean your home out. You need to clean your closet out. Amen. You need to clean your life up. You need to clean your browsing history up. You need to clean up your act on Facebook. Amen. You need to clean it all up. You know why? Because you want to live holy and you want to live pure. Amen. So you live right. And you know what? You can become a 212 Christian. Amen. But when you're polluted with the things of the world and you're defiled by the sins of life and the sins of the world, amen, you cannot be a boiling child of God. Amen. Do you know something? And try to keep your mind pure. And just don't let your mind go to the places that it usually goes to. Don't think about all the things of the world that you usually think about. Don't let your mind get caught up on all the worldly entertainment and all the worldly pleasure. Amen. I don't know if people even do soap operas anymore, but don't get caught up in all what's going on the latest drama. Amen. Don't get caught up in what's going on the latest sports team. Don't get caught up. Just kind of focus your mind on God. And you know what? I believe as you purify your mind, your heart, your life, your soul, amen, and you're devoted to God, I believe you'll feel the fervency. You'll feel the passion begin to rise inside of you that will motivate you and lift you from a 211 Christian to a 212 Christian. Hallelujah. Amen. That little bit of difference. That little bit of difference. What's that ice cream that says the subtle little difference makes all the difference? What's that ice cream they sell around? Okay, somebody help me. Remember that? Man, am I getting that old? It's the subtle little difference that makes all the difference in the world. Amen. It's not the big change. It's that 1 degree change that makes all the difference. It's that 1 degree change that makes all the difference in the world. Amen. You know what? You need to have a passion in your heart. Amen. To bring you up. To bring you up to a 212 Christian. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know a 2... I'll tell you what. Wouldn't it be awesome to have a church full of 212 Christians? Amen. Wouldn't it be awesome? Amen. To have a church full of 212 Christians? Hallelujah. Amen. It'd be unbelievable to see what God could do with a group of people that had such a passion for God, such a passion for a move of God, such a passion for purity and holiness and living right, a passion for praise and worship and giving God glory, a passion, amen, for the power of God and revival. Amen. To see a group of people that were boiling and on fire for God, what could they do? What could they do? Amen. A group of 212 Christians. Hallelujah. It's a little bit. Amen. I believe it would be a great revival that would be sparked. Amen. When we become 212 Christians. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can I tell you, it may be the little difference that makes all the difference in the world for you. It may be the little difference that makes all the difference for you. Amen. You say it's only 1 degree, Brother David, but it may change and transform your life. Amen. You'll probably, once you experience that move of God, amen, and develop a passion for God to motivate you and lift you up to that higher place in God, I believe it'll make a change in not only your life, it'll make a change in your family, it'll make a change in the church, amen, it'll make a change in your work for God when you reach that point where you're boiling for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? I think that one degree, it makes the difference in your praise. In your worship. Hallelujah. And I know I thank God for the way that you worship. I tell you that a lot. Amen. I thank God for the way you get in and you worship God. Amen. But maybe if we could. Amen. Could we pull it up to a 212? Amen. Could we get it up to 212? Amen. Where our worship is not just an emotion or something on the outside. Amen. But a passion within us. Amen. Put a passion into your praise. Amen. That you're not just saying words. Amen. But it's coming from your heart. And you mean it with everything that's in you as you worship and praise and give glory to God. Amen. I believe it will lift you up. Amen. From 211 to 212. And the glory of God would break forth in your praise. Amen. Oh, what it would be like in a church. Amen. Where everybody's praise. Amen. Was coming from 212. Hallelujah. Oh, motivate our praise up. Lift our praise up a little bit higher. Amen. Get a passion for it. Lord, I don't just want to worship. I don't want to go through motion. I don't want to do it because I like the song. I don't want to do it, Lord, because I'm feeling a little something. But Lord, there's a passion in me that I want to lift up your name and I want to worship you and I want to give you glory. So God, help my praise. Amen. To be motivated. Amen. To be lifted. Amen. To a boiling point. Hallelujah. To a boiling point. Hallelujah. Amen. Not only our praise. Amen. But what about your prayers? Yeah, that passion. Put passion in your prayers. And it takes it from 211 to 212. Yeah. Hey, I pray so I know. Sometimes it's easy to fall into the same words. Sometimes it's so easy just to call out the name. Right? Don't look at me like that, like you all mighty prayer warriors. Come on. Sometimes it's easy, amen, for us to fall back into just praying. Amen. Sometimes it's easy for us to rush through our prayer over our lunchtime. Sometimes it's easy for our dismissal prayer to be quick and just get it over with. Sometimes our nighttime prayer is not just lay me down to sleep, but it's already went to sleep. And sometimes our prayer amen, needs to be charged. Amen. What makes the difference? It's when you pray with passion. It's when you pray with passion in your heart. Amen. It's when you call somebody's name out in prayer, but there's something that you have inside of you. It's a passion for what you're praying. Amen. A passion for prayer believes that God's going to answer. A passion for prayer believes, amen, that it is going to move the arm of God. Amen. A passion for prayer, amen, believes that God's ear is in tune with your prayer and God's hearing your every word. Amen. A passion in prayer, amen, is a prayer that believes that you are motivating the power of God. Amen. Oh, church, get a passion for your prayer. Amen. When you pray for somebody, pray and believe that God's going to move on them. When you pray for revival, pray that God's going to do it now. Amen. And expect God to move for you. A passion in prayer. Oh, there's some prayers that really needed moved up to boiling. They need to go to 212. Amen. But there's a lot of prayers. They're hovering around the 33, if you know what I mean. They're hovering around the 33. Amen. We need to get some passion in our prayer. Amen. To move it up from 33. Amen. To get it up to a nice comfortable 70. Amen. To move it on up to 120. Amen. To get it on up to 211. And then finally, amen, let's get our prayers. Amen. Where they have the fire of God in our prayers. Hallelujah. Amen. I can remember when I was a child in Bethel Chapel. And I would come to an altar like all these little children do right here in our church and kneel down to people in some of the dear saints of God of Bethel Chapel. Amen. And I knew they were praying with a passion. I could hear some prayers. Amen. I could hear some prayers. I knew that they were touching God. Amen. What about you? What about our church? Amen. Does our prayers need to be motivated? Do they need to move up to 212? Amen. We need to get our passion back in our prayer life. Amen. Amen. When we ask people to come down front, when people come down for front, that we ask you to come and lay hands on them and to pray for them. There needs to be a passion in that. There needs to be something more than just, you know. Sometimes we come down here and we're no more. I mean, we're just no more in the mood or in the frame of mind to be praying for somebody. You know, you just got through slapping your kids across the pew. You just got through, you know, dragging them out of the back of the doors by the hair on their head and taking them into the bathroom to you know, perform a little bit of discipline. And now you come back in, we ask you to come down and you put your hands on somebody to pray for them, and they're needing a healing. They are desperate in need of God to move for them. Hey, man, you're about a 33, if at that. You might still have a few icicles hanging from your nose. Hey, man, because your prayers are cold. Hey, man, and they are really cold. When you pray, your breath becomes snowflakes. I mean, because your prayer is so cold. Hey, man, we need to stir ourselves up. Get a little bit of passion in our prayer. Realize that somebody's soul might be in the balance. Realize that somebody's spiritual well-being could be in the balance. Somebody, amen, their physical healing might be hanging in the balance when you pray for them. Get a passion for your prayer. Amen. Get your passion, amen, in your prayer to make it a 212 prayer life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I believe these things bring revival, bring a move of God when we start bringing these things up to a 212. Amen. You're not too far short from seeing God answer your prayer. Amen. You've been praying for something in your family and in your life. Amen. You don't realize how close you've been. Amen. You've been hovering around that 211. Amen. Get the passion into it and move it on up to 212 and just see if God does not answer your prayer that you've been praying for your family and your children. Amen. You've been praying and asking God to move. Amen. Maybe you need to just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Amen. Just a little bit more passion. Amen. To move it up to 212 prayer. Amen. That reaches the throne of God, where God takes note that there is a person, amen, that has a desire to please me. Hallelujah. Oh God, help us. Amen. You may not be that far off. You may be closer than you think. Maybe closer than you think. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not the words you say. You know that? It's not the words you say. You can come down here and you can be the greatest orator in the world, and you can pour out words, you know, that are unbelievable, Brother Logan. Okay? You don't get tongue-tied. You don't stumble over a word. I mean, it just flows from you like you were just, you know, you are something. You use big words that God even has to use a dictionary. You use such mighty words and such big words that, you know, that God's thumbing through his thesaurus and thinking, wow. Because you are, but listen, that's not what moves God. Amen. Amen, but it's the broken and contrite spirit. Amen, it's that spirit, what's in our heart? What's in our spirit? Amen, it's the passion that we feel. Amen, not saying, oh, God, I'm glad I'm not like this sinner. Amen, but it's when we say, oh, God, have mercy on me. God, I'm a sinner. I need you. Amen, when we start acknowledging our need of God and we start calling out and put a passion in our prayer, amen, I believe that God will answer. Amen, you maybe not be that far off. Your prayer may be at 211 right now. Amen. Try to get it at a 212 prayer. Amen. See what God might do. Hallelujah. Amen. You've been seeking for the Holy Ghost, and you've not been filled. And maybe that's because you can't seem to break through that 211 barrier. Right? You feel God. You feel the Holy Ghost, but you've not been able to break through that 211 barrier. Amen, maybe tonight, if you could realize, amen, if I just put a little bit more passion into this, amen, I could break through to 212, amen, and I could have an experience with God that I've never had. I could have an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in my life like I've never known before. Amen, if I could just break through, amen, to go to 212. Amen, that if I could just break through, that the fire of God would fall on my heart, fall on my life. Hallelujah. And you know, you never don't know. You just don't know how close you are to revival, church. You may be closer than you think to revival, to a move of God. Amen. We need our passion. Bring us to a 212, Lord. Amen. You say, Brother David, is revival possible? I believe revival's possible. Amen. But it happens when we're a 212 Christian. Amen. When we become a 212 Christian, when there's nothing else that matters more than the fervency and the fire of God in our heart. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when I've been boiling water, I've never been scared to burn it. Are you? Are you scared of burning water? Are you, Logan? Put water on the stove, are you afraid, man, I don't want to turn that temperature up too hot, I might burn it. No. You know what? When you want water to boil, you know what I do? I just barely turn that flame on. I figure sometime between now and next Friday, it'll start boiling. No. You know what I do? I pour the heat to it, man. I get the flame as big as it can go. I get down there and I look at it. I make sure that's right on the highest number possible. I make sure, get it. I want it to get hot, and I want it to get hot right now. And the reason why I want it to boil yesterday, amen, so I put as much fire to it as I can get. Right? Amen, it's not going to boil today. Amen, if you're just holding a little match under your water. Amen, some of you are here, and you're holding your little match, and you're trying, you know, you're trying to get yourself to boil. Listen, you know what you need? You need to crank it up a little bit. Amen. Get the fire of God burning in your heart. Amen. You don't need a spark. You need a fire. Amen. You need a move of God. Amen. If you want to become a 212 Christian, amen, you can do it. It's possible for you to have revival. It's possible. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you what, I believe revival is probable. Amen. You get enough people at 212, and I believe revival is highly probable that you're going to have a move of God. Hallelujah.